At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You ain't even record, man.
Yep.
Are you?
Yep. What's up, mother suckers? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. I don't know, though, what you gonna do, what you gonna do, mother sucker, yo. What's up, yo? You can follow me at Justin Bullock Comedy on Instagram.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. You can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.com.
That's right. Ooh, one of those. Look at those people that ain't watching and listening. He's putting up the business card in this piece. The Midnight Paco.
Yo, send us a message if you received one of these. From,
we gotta start signing those pieces, dog.
From you or me, I'll sign it. You know what? If y'all run into us,
we gotta start signing them pieces.
I'll sign it
for sure. Pull it out. That's like a baseball card. Look at that. It's beautiful.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
What it do, man? How you feel, man?
Yeah, man, you know how it is.
The Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's it,
yo,
man.
Yo.
Episode 94.
94. Good Laura.
Moving right along.
Ooh-wee.
Dude, it's been over 2 years. I know we didn't shout out 2 years, but it's been 2 years. Congratulations on 2 years.
Congratulations. It's coming. You know what I'm saying? It's coming.
Life moves right along, day by day, week by week. So we show up and we talk our shit and we present it to y'all. And, you know.
For Sugardale.
Look, man, it's like the one cat. God, I forget his goddamn name. I'm sorry.
Apologize.
He was a dude with funny stop, long hair.
Dude with the long hair,
He said he watched the podcast.
Yeah. Sean White?
No, it wasn't Sean White. It was the newest cat. Either way, shout out to you, dog.
Shout out to him.
He was talking about listening to the podcast. It was a recent episode, and I'm like, and he's new to the funny stop, and I'm like, Well, if you go back to the first episode.
Like Gavin or something?
Not Gavin. No, that was the other Gavin.
Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Long hair.
Long hair.
Curly.
Curly
hair. He had a hat on, trucker hat on.
Yeah. I know my man's name.
Goatee, kind of.
Yeah,
like.
yeah. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
His name escapes me.
Yeah, it's.
It's Goff or something like that, ain't it?
You just keep reaching, but I think, you know what I'm saying? I forget. I just submit. But shout out to you, dog. I know. When I see you, I know exactly who you are. But he was just talking about listening to the latest one, and I'm like, if you go back to the beginning,
right?
You'll listen. Look at you. What are you?
No, doing? Go ahead.
I was like, you'll hear about us coming to the Funny Stop and knowing nobody. You know what I mean? And how we began and how you talked to everybody. And right. You know what I'm saying? How that worked out. And it's a time capsule of our journey. You know what I mean? The past 2 years. This whole process has been fun. It's been educational. Dude, we've had some
Absolutely.
We've had Joe Byers. Shout out to Joe Byers.
Shout out to Joe Byers.
Look, man, for everybody who don't know, go to Hot Breath, Joe Byers. He was one of the first podcasts that I checked out when I started listening to podcasts, because it wasn't but a few years ago, in 2019, where I started listening to podcasts. And
shout out to Joe Byers and Yoshi.
Yoshi wasn't there, but yeah, shout out to Yoshi Show. So he joined Joe Byers.
Okay.
But Yoshi wasn't there in the beginning. It was just Joe.
Joe Byers.
Yeah, and he had interviews with so many comedians.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And tips on comedy.
Yeah.
Like, and I was new to it. You know what I mean? Open mics. I'm just trying to, like, I showed up to the Funny Stop and I watched for the first time after listening to the podcast, because it's like, I didn't know you could just get into it like that.
Right.
You can just show up at an open mic. That's how you do comedy.
I had no idea.
No clue.
Right.
But I'm glad we started late.
Late in life or?
In life. I mean, I think we would have been good either way, even when we found it early on. Those are dope. But I think we have a lot more life experience to talk about. And absolutely. I think we're seasoned and we're not worried about a crowd in a sense. We get nervous, but we've talked in front of people. You know what I mean?
I am absolutely frightened.
Oh, I get nervous every time I go on stage, but it's not like I haven't talked to a group of people before.
Yeah.
Or been in a situation where I could die.
Sure.
You know, military, you know, you go out every on missions, you know, it's a little bit worrisome than somebody not laughing at a joke.
Of course.
And of course, my humor, but I think we're pretty.
We're okay.
Yeah. Our humor, I mean, we touch on just about every day shit, you know what I mean? We don't try and get dark. You know what I mean? We don't talk political. I mean, you have PSAs every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
But that's, you know, it's not during the show.
Not during
show.
Not show.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Nah, man, I think congratulations on 2 years. It's a success.
Congratulations.
You know, 2 years that's success. All I'm saying, man.
I mean, you know, you've been booked on many different shows and podcasts, and so have I.
Right,
and,
right.
Our comedy career is growing.
Growing. I mean, we're still fucking learning. We still learning. We still ain't shit, people.
I call it comedy practice simply all because day. Like medical practice, yeah. Or like the legal practice.
Yeah.
I call it comedy practice.
Well, because we're in it. I'm at a point with my shit, because now it's almost like, okay, where are we at? We have 25 minutes.
Yeah.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But now we have to kind of format it into a consecutive set. Yeah.
Actually, to be honest with you, I wanted to build a 5-minute set.
Solid?
Solid. gut punching, like,
You know what? That's a great idea, too.
Yeah,
let's start focusing with all this. It's tough, though, man, because my shit's so many stories. It's not like jokes.
You know what I mean? But you have your sets, and we build them as 5 minutes at a time.
For sure.
But we have to focus on, like,
the little pieces.
Like, making the 5 minutes that we already have, make them hit harder than they already did.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Like, we have the material.
I mean, I'm thinking big term, but a lot of the shows we're on, we only get, like, certain, like, I don't know, though, man, because,
the truth of the matter is, here go the truth of the matter is, if we have a 5 minute solid set.
Yeah.
That we know is going to hit, like, and punch people in the gut.
Right.
We can stretch that. We can build off of that.
For sure.
You know, and shout out to D-Hawk.
Yeah.
Who brought that to my attention. He said, work on that five.
Yeah. I guess you always got to craft that shit. Because you always come up with more material. But you still don't have that.
You know what? I got a lot of good stuff, but as far as me personally, a personal goal of mine is to have that gut wrenching, like I can't breathe.
Yeah,
I need to come up for air, and I haven't accomplished that.
You know why? I'm gonna tell you why. Because we're not going up there and just talking shit. More so, I think. Not unprepared, but really just. But at the same time, dude, it's so hard because. Case in point, shout out to Marquand Banks.
Shout out to Marquand Banks. He did his thing at my show.
At your showcase. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But Marquand, last night, I heard him. He was just doing a lot of topical, new stuff. And his point. We're all hilarious. He did a great job.
Shout out to Marquand. He did his thing.
And it's like, I don't do that at all. I don't even touch on new shit. Anytime I go to do a show, you're getting my material.
Yeah.
You're getting my material. Yeah. Because this is what I've been working on. This is what my focus is. Because these shows are all steps towards bigger shows and bigger audiences and, you know, hopefully expanding to get out there and touring and working on your half hour, whatever the case. But I lose focus on the in the room, in the moment type shit. You know what I'm saying? When you have time to just fuck around and whatever. You ain't got to worry about your set.
I understood. So, basically, what happened this week?
Oh, well, your showcase. Let's get into your showcase.
I had a showcase.
Yeah.
I had a showcase, and shout out to Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to everybody that showed up at my show.
Yeah.
Shout out to the performers that performed. Shout out to the comedians that came through.
Right.
My lineup was CJ Starr.
Shout out to her.
Did her fucking thing.
Right.
Shout out to Marquand Banks. He did his thing, man. Shout out to Willie Santiago.
Yep. Shout out to Willie Santiago.
Shout out to Gene Miller.
I got to get one of his shirts, dog.
Gene Miller did his thing.
Go check out Gene Miller's stuff, man. $30 for a shirt.
Shout out to Tsunami. She did her thing.
Tsunami.
Shout out to
Dean 2000.
Represented. Did his thing.
I like his style, dog.
Shout out to Dean.
I like his style.
Dean is a cool, young, up and coming gun.
Yeah, keep eyes out on Dean 2000. Yeah,
watch out for Dean 2000, for sure. Y'all. And Rob Coleman for showing up and showing doing
right,
support.
Right. Lex Vegas was in the house.
Lex Vegas was definitely in the house. Shout out to Lex Vegas is in the house. And shout out to
Keith Silly showed up. Shout out to my girl.
Shout out to Keith Silly. And shout out to Church Boy. He did
Church
his thing
Boy.
Too.
Yep.
Church Boy.
Yep.
Shout out to Sid V216.
Shout out to Sid V216.
He did his thing too, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody that showed up and did their thing for the comedy show, I'm grateful. Thank you very much. Great show. Another great show, I think. In my personal opinion, I wish it was more people that came through. But
yeah.
I'm starting a new trend, Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, you know, I know the world is seeing it. Shout out to the world. I appreciate y'all.
Right, right, right.
But people that's in the area that's coming to the show, I'm starting on time.
Right.
I started at 7:30.
Right, right, right.
I started on time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's going to be this, you know, now that we're in the summer years, the summer part of the season.
Right.
It's still daylight. I start on time.
Right, right.
I start at 7:30. If you're not there at 7:30, I'm right. Sorry, but yeah. That's when I'm starting my show.
Yeah, man. You know? It's. I mean, a lot of these shows start late. They stay.
I understand
start,
that, but hey, I'm starting at 7:30.
100%, man. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, dude, I got out of there at like 10, maybe a little later.
Right.
So the show went a good amount. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone did their thing. I'm just saying, man. It's you guys are missing out. You know. It's if you're not checking that out on Wednesdays, man, it's a dope show. All these people are people.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're going to have to check out in the future. I mean, they're absolutely. All up and coming. The showcases are dope, man. And the next one's the 31st, I believe.
Yeah.
May 31st.
Let me just verify that.
Oh, I already got the flyer. It's about to start popping. Come.
Okay. Well, then the 31st is the next show. Yeah. Please be in attendance at the next show. It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
And we get started at 7:30 because we understand that people work.
Right, right.
The place that I do the show is called Grown Ups.
Yeah.
And they're out of there by 10 or 11 o'clock.
I mean, the show was over around 10. I was out of there probably about 10:30. I mean, maybe even earlier. It was like 9:30, 10. Like I said, I was out of there by like 10, a little after 10, man.
Yeah, I'm starting on time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the trend that I'm starting.
Yeah. No, it's like I said, man, and you got people that come and they show out, man.
Man.
It's a great environment. There's no hold bar, you know what I'm saying? People go live and... crazy stuff, man. Love it. Hey, good times.
It was a great show,
dude. It's all, no matter what, man, you always gotta appreciate the environment, you know what I mean, in just the moment, and the people that show up and the people that are there,
right,
and embrace that, and just and you got it as a performer. And a lot of them did, man. A lot of them came out and they performed like it was a packed house. You know what I'm saying?
True state.
They all came.
I mean, and did their shit. Everybody that was curious about me, what I do.
Right, right.
You gotta be there.
Yeah. No, you came with some stuff. It's fun. That's the fun of it. You know what I mean? That's the purpose. When you host a room, get up there and talk your shit.
I do a little something.
Nothing major. You know what I mean? But you gotta get it going, man. That's the, you know.
I do a little.
You gotta take advantage of the situation.
I say a little. Something.
But it's dedication, man. And what you're doing is you're giving opportunities. You're paying comics. Shh. I'm just saying.
Shh.
It's a paid show.
Shh.
Ain't open mic.
No, it's definitely not open mic.
It's not open mic.
If I'm calling you. And I'm asking you to rock. I'm asking you to rock out. I'm not asking you to do open mic.
It's not a
show up, go up.
No.
It's definitely, I'm handpicking the comics.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky, and I've been so appreciative and blessed for everybody that showed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
I appreciate that.
They've all done great. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like I said, man, we're surrounded by talent.
I love, because look,
people are... I mean, I guess there is a competition aspect, but there is I don't feel it at all anytime I go up. Not once is there competition with anybody. I'm not trying to I'm just trying to go up there and give the best performance I could possibly give for this audience right. and this show with right. these comics Absolutely. That I enjoy being around, because this has been fun, man. The people we've met throughout this 2-year journey, I mean, just not only here, you know, outside of Cleveland. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Everyone's been cool, man. Definitely. I mean, comics, you know why, man? We're all people, I think, in the same as far as like society goes. We all fit. We all have to do what we have to do within society, but we all kind of like, fuck society.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying?
The comics that I ran across, you know, they have a view and an idea of what life is to them, and they express it on stage.
Right.
And I'm grateful that I'm a witness to it. I'm sharing it. I'm hearing it. I see they take on certain things in the world, and it's been great. I've been having a great time.
100%, I've been enjoying man. It. Yeah, yeah.
I've been enjoying it. So what else is going on, man?
You know, life, dog.
Yeah.
Life.
Life is going on.
My body's just beat the fuck.
Yeah. Life, you know. What things is going on as far as, like, you know, the world... All these shootings. So unnecessary.
Like where?
Here in Cleveland?
I mean, well, I guess anywhere. Well, the wars around, you know, the world are unnecessary. In 2023, at this point, we all can't get the fuck along. Mm. I mean, what are people fighting for?
I mean, the world is changing, you know, economically, the way people get money is changing. It's definitely a change that's taking place.
You see it.
And I've said many times that, you know, our children, the women and men that's 23 or 25 and under, they're looking at the way we work 9 to 5 is like, stupid in slavery, you know. They all have their ideas of making money and right. how to survive and things like that, and everything is changing pretty much. It's hard to get good quality work
out of dog. I like I said, man, I used to go to rallies, mm-hmm. and when one person be working, my shit would be cool. When somebody else be working, my shit would be not good.
Yeah.
And all it is deep fried chicken breast. How you fuck that up? It'd be overcooked and hard.
You know, a lot of these restaurants are changing the way they pay people. They got like payment. They're hiring people and they're cashing out the same day.
The same day.
So you work a day, you get paid.
And so people are just like, fuck this. I'm done. Not coming back.
Especially if you have a habit.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, I'm here to work for...
Well, no, this person works there, because I run into him, but you don't see him until afterwards, because rallies, you order at the thing, and then you pull up, and you're like, ah, shit. Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Unfortunately.
But I'm not one to just go back and say, it's, you know, because I drive back to the job, and I start eating, I'm like, maybe they did good. I give them through the job. Not so much.
You know, the world, it's kind of tough getting quality workers everywhere.
In my opinion, people don't care.
Teachers, nurses, and people that work at any type of food industry, whether it be grocery store, restaurant, they should be the highest paid people.
Look, dude, I'll throw police officers in there. If... they were good police officers, and they weren't these officers we have, and it was a whole different type of person. You know what I'm saying? Because the job itself is a difficult job.
It's a difficult job.
And however,
it's stressful. You don't know who's coming to you. You don't know who's talking to you.
However, the way they go about their job is completely wrong.
Completely wrong.
And that's why they have to approach it the way they do. And that's just been the lineage of the way they've handled business.
And to me, sometimes it is unnecessary. Like, for a perfect example, I saw earlier today a car pulled over. It looked like it was two black young individuals in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And it was two white cops. And they were one on the passenger and one on the driver's side, and they were ready to draw. They were ready to draw.
Yeah. And, waiting for any reason.
And in my opinion, I understand the risk that they take, but I don't think it was a ready-to-draw situation.
Yeah, no.
But they were standing ready to draw.
Yeah.
I drove, and I saw it, and I asked my mom, I'm like, did you see that? Mm-hmm. You saw how they were positioned?
Right.
They were ready to draw.
Right.
They were literally, like, standing on, one was on the passenger, one was with the driver.
With their hands.
The driver had both of his hands. I guess he was, for some reason, he may have been on his watch. I don't know. I don't know what the situation was. I was
Shit, he could have been on the phone with somebody talking about listening to what's going on. Shit, I don't blame him.
It could have been, but yeah, I don't know what was going on. But those officers was in a ready-to-draw situation.
Yeah.
And we both observed that. So, you know, it's just...
Oh, it's tough. Yeah, man. People it's are tough. So... Well, a lot of people are high-strung, man. You know why? It's because ego, dog. Everybody... Especially on the highways, man. The highways produce... Road rage because everybody's going so fast in their cars. Somebody cuts them off. You're already at a high state. You know what I mean? You're already driving at a fast rate. And when somebody cuts you off, that's dangerous.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, people get mad.
But for me, on the other end, it's like I'm on the highway often.
Yep.
And it's like I'm not saying I build up a tolerance, but. I expect it.
I see it. Well, a lot of people don't drive defensively because a lot of people don't understand how people maneuver on the highways and how they act.
Right.
But you have to understand that's just, you know what I mean? It's one of those things you have to go through life and deal with. But you have to understand that it's dangerous.
I personally think that every driver should have, like, CDL training. Even if they don't plan on driving a truck, I think it's necessary for them to have CDL training. Just
people
so they can,
just don't care.
Just so they can understand, like, for example, like, the space that we need to stop on the freeway. We need
a lot.
100 yards to stop from 60 to 0. So the space that
that's
we...
That's in good conditions.
The space that we put between... other vehicles and ourselves is so we can stop safely.
Oh, yeah. It's not for you to get in between.
Right. You know, it's not for them to be like, oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You know, these drivers are so nice here. I love truckers. They're letting me over. That's not the case. That's my stopping distance. And so a lot of times, you know, people play what I call road games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do believe that there is people that know. Like, especially, like, certain drivers that, if they're driving, like, company vehicles, they know that certain trucks will automatically slow down.
Right.
We have to slow down. We have to be in a, we are supposedly, legally, in the right-hand lane.
You think they play games like that?
Yes.
I ain't playing a game with a big-ass truck like
yes.
that, though.
You know, but.
Because if the person... doesn't see or doesn't care, guess what? That game you played doesn't succeed. You know what I'm saying?
You
fail at that shit, dog.
You're right.
Is it a game of sorry in this bitch?
You know, you'll be surprised.
I'm
just
saying.
One of my main pet peeves is when people merge on the freeway, a lot of times people get on the freeway going slow, like 40 miles an hour, and then they speed up. And... my situation is I'm on cruise at like 65.
Right.
And when you merge in front of me, you slowing me down.
Right.
Or I'll slow down because I see you're being not smart.
Yeah, you see from the peripheral.
So I'll go ahead and slow myself down.
Right.
And then you speed up. That's very unsafe. Once you hit that freeway, you should go the traffic. You should go the speed. You shouldn't go slow and then speed up. You should, once you merge onto that freeway, you should just go.
Dog.
Honor and respect the yield signs as well. Some states don't have yield signs.
People don't honor stop signs. Are you fucking kidding me, dog?
Yeah. That's, I'm just saying.
Or red lights.
I'm just saying you should
be
real, like, especially if you have children in the car. You should be very conscious of that.
Dude, I've seen some shit.
I'm sure.
Amazing.
I'm sure.
But look, we talking about merging on. Not everybody got sports mode.
This guy.
Can't just come up and hit that boop. Beam. Yeah, that's right. Click, click. Sports mode in this bitch. That's a great button. Gets me in and out of shit.
You know, I tell them all the time, you know, why don't you just keep it on sports mode? Don't just push the button.
I want to burn my shit up. That's the beta button.
Beta!
That's the alpha button.
Beta mode.
Anytime I want to be an alpha, I hit that bitch. Oh, you want to throw shit? Alpha button. Sports mode, go.
He thinks that his sports mode is like Turbo Boost from Knight Rider. Everybody from 80s babies, he thinks that his turbo button is the Knight Rider Turbo Boost.
It is.
God bless him.
That shit get up. You seen it. Look, we were just driving. I'm like, Click, click. Bam! Doing, not even going fast. It's just the RPMs. It gets me a little bit quicker. Bye. Bam! Click, click.
I'm going to push the alpha button. And then I'm going to turn it off and become a beta again.
And back to beta mail, because I don't want to get pulled over.
You won't get pulled over. If you
sports mode makes you want to do over 100.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
But I can't do over 80. So I fake the funk, and I hit sports mode to get in and out of traffic, and then I go right back to fucking status quo, cruise control. Lane assist.
Shout out to all the Cleveland Comics, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. Continue to do y'all things. You know, Cleveland comedy is on the rise. I've been saying that for 2 years now. Cleveland comedy is on the rise.
For sure, dog.
Yeah.
Making moves. Trying to do the damn thing.
Absolutely.
It's all about moving forward. Like you said, I like that. We've always tried to get a good five, but I always just try. You know, we've done the remix. You know what I mean? We've already done remixes.
Remixes.
But now that we got more time, now we can remix it up again.
Sure.
For another good five. Because I've had a decent five, but like you said, man, I don't think we've ever. It all depends, man. We ain't got that gut wrenching ever. Never. I've got good claps. I've got motherfucking applause breaks and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten those. I've gotten one or two.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm happy, and I'm.
It's those moments, though. You know what I mean, with the crowd, and sure. You know when it's a decent crowd too, and you know you can feel more energy. You know,
absolutely.
Especially when you're riding waves of a show.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just there with a bunch of people, and you're just all going up and having fun.
Yeah.
That last show at the Funny Stop. When fucking Austin, he was like, he is ripped as shit, or some shit, or high as fuck, or some shit. He said something about me when I got off the stage.
Yeah.
Because I was up there just talking about stinky buttholes and all my good shit, dog.
I mean,
I took a chance with all that.
You took a chance with all that, and I think you did good. And that crowd, that particular crowd, last time at the Funny Stuff, we did comedy at the Funny Stuff.
Yeah, 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 we did.
That was a tough crowd.
It was for everybody. It was.
But at the same time, Jay, we got our laughs.
Well, we're always gonna get our laughs.
We can't say we are always going to get our laughs. That's a little cocky, isn't it?
I mean, look, our material isn't
It's a little cocky, isn't it?
No, because we're just silly. Dude, our material is just our material. You know what I mean? I don't know. We're not getting gut-wrenching laughs. I'm not saying we're getting dropped to the floor laughs, but no, the stuff we say is...
Even with the stone-faced audience that was there.
Yeah.
And everybody got stone-faced.
Oh, God, especially those people in the front row, the young little fucks. Yeah, there's four of them and one chick. Three dudes, one chick. I'm like, you know, I'm looking at them the whole time saying stuff. They were smiling, but they weren't laughing. You know what I mean? They weren't giving shit, really.
Yeah, but at the same time, we still got the laughs.
Oh, yeah. There's people in the room. They wasn't just them.
Right.
But everybody was acknowledging shit. You know what I mean? And they were just mad because they had stinky buttholes. That's what that was.
You mean to tell me when they got home?
Oh, they were definitely like...
making stinking booty love.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, I'm done. I'm tired. I'm about to take a nap. I'm about to go ahead and lay it down for the night.
Mm-hmm.
When they laid down, they had stinky buttholes.
After they took a poop and used toilet paper, they definitely had a stinky butthole. Like I said, man, if you're an adult that makes decisions and you think the right one is toilet paper for your butthole... it's stinky. Because it's not the right decision, is all I'm saying.
So basically what you're saying is...
everybody out there, yes.
So you saying, like, when they got out their car, they left remnants of butt in their car?
Some, maybe. Because, look, like I said on stage, and these are facts, dude. I've been using baby wipes for 20 years now.
So wait a minute. So you
just mean, about 20 years.
You mean to tell me, like, say if... if they gave somebody a ride, it was like, hey, man, thanks for the ride. And they got out.
Mm-hmm.
They left remnants of butt in the car.
Some people may have. Especially if a skirt, no panties. Or a dude with fucking just a dude.
Or yeah, what about like what I do in the wintertime? I turn on the heated seats. I'm like, let me see how you really live it.
So you can get the funk in the room. It's heating it up in the bacon in the oven.
I'm gonna turn on these heated seats and see how you really live.
Hershey kiss.
We'll turn on these heated seats, baby. I'm gonna see how you really live it.
Fish and chips.
You got heated seats?
No, not anymore. God dang it.
You don't want to know how people really live in?
I love those things. No, yeah, trust me. Like, especially in the wintertime. You kidding me, dog? Oh, they're the best.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you going to see if you got a winner, a keeper, or not.
That's why you stick your thumb in her butthole. God knows if she cleans herself properly, man.
But you're sacrificing your thumb?
Well, it could wipe it on the sheets.
No.
You smell it.
No.
You know you do.
Not me.
Most of the time you can smell that butthole if you're with a stinky one from the back anyway. Guys, you've been there. I've been there. Not recently. In a long time. But I've been there.
What do you mean?
You're behind there.
Yeah.
And you're smacking it. And all you smell is butt.
Oh, no. That's for a terrible experience.
Yeah. Maybe they had diarrhea that day. But they use toilet paper every time.
That's awful, Jay.
People have butt.
What if you go deep sea diving and...
Well, you know why? Because you get stuck in that. And if a good woman will stop you. A good woman will stop you. But most men go deep diving because they want to prove how much they like you, and they're trying to do things for you. So we will go down there, but a good woman will say, no, but.
Now say no, but.
Yeah, no, you want to go down, but. No, not right now, because I ain't get to freshen up, which you should have fucking freshened up before we got into this moment, but. You're a good woman for stopping me. Thank you for doing that. Those are the type you want to marry. Because they stop you from butt-butt. But they clean their butt-butt when they're ready. It's just they weren't ready. So they stop you. So you'll have that. But most time, they're just butt-butt.
So you said they just going around like, you know, I got a one friend. I got a one buddy that thinks that like that the sports leggings are the devil.
Sticky leggings.
He thinks like, he was like, yeah, she looked good, but she got on them leggings though. And I'm like, what does that mean?
It means she's sweating.
Sweating and, you know, like.
Compacted. It's tight. It's like saran wrap.
No air is getting through?
None. But supposedly they're breathable.
Breathable leggings?
I don't know. Ladies, put in the comments. Are they breathable leggings or are they stink stink?
Let me know if the leggings with the squares of diamonds, are they safe or not?
What do you mean?
You know, with the diamond pattern in them.
So there's a difference?
I don't know.
There's a difference between stink levels because of the pattern?
Yeah, let me know what's the
stinkiest leggings. Are they breathable? Leggings. Are they breathable?
Like, let me know which is the safest leggings. Are any of them safe?
I mean, they look good on a given body. They look good. Don't get twisted.
Leggings.
Because eventually they come up to the bottom, which I like when it's clean.
Leggings.
I mean, looks can be deceiving. You see a big booty and you're just like, dang. And then you're like, she probably uses toilet paper. Which kind of kills everything. Because then she had butt.
Wonder if they were wearing like leggings with no underwear and they got clitty litter.
The fuck?
That's butt with clitty litter.
That's in the front?
I don't know, which man. Is, it depends on how they wipe.
That's Badoosie. We heard that.
Booty and...
Booty... Well, that's booty, dick, and pussy.
Butt. And leggings.
That's what Badoosie was. Who said that?
Bernie... The goat.
Yeah. That's who it is. Shout out.
Was leggings popular then?
Oh, yeah. In the 80s?
It was stretch pants with the stirrups.
Yeah. Stretch pants are fucking leggings.
I don't know. Hot pants. I don't know. Biker shorts. I don't know, man.
Stretch pants.
Stretch pants?
Not MC Hammer pants.
No. Or were those safe?
Yeah, because there's breeze. Not for me, because I still used toilet paper back then. Bad kid.
So you was like, turn this mother out. But.
Stink.
Like, turn.
My booty itch. Yeah, if your booty hole itch, you ain't wiping it right. You got shit in your buttholes. Those are facts. I didn't know that until I started using baby wipes. I said, oh, whoa, a finger goes up in there and cleans it a lot better. A lot better. Now my booty hole don't itch.
So is that what the Charmin bears are talking about?
No, because that shit don't fucking clean it.
But they Charmin bears.
Yeah, it still fucking collects the fur. That shit clumps.
And they were like, cha-cha-cha,
Charmin. No way. No way. That's just a ploy to fucking sell more fucking toilet paper. Guess what? Get some white, wet wipes. Get dude wipes, baby wipes, Huggies. Some form of fucking wet wipe to wipe your butthole, people. Because the goddamn dry-ass paper fucking piece of brittle-ass. Because some people only use one ply. You shit finger smell. Because you know your finger goes right through that one ply type shit. Charmin's at least thick enough.
This episode, or this part, is dedicated to him. I'm letting him get it all out because he's been wanting to do this for so long. Go ahead, continue.
I'm just trying. Yo, like, I'm just saying. You needed to wipe your butt after you clean it with a wet-ass towel of some sort. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then you use a little bit of toilet paper to dab it. But don't think you're using toilet paper to save your life. Like I said, I've been using toilet paper for 20 years. And I ran out the other day, and I tried to wipe my ass, and it was the messiest thing I've ever done since a child.
Anything else you want to add on this?
It's amazing how people keep this shit clean. That's all I'm saying. Switch it up, people, you filthy assholes. Love you all.
You done?
Yes.
Alright, I just wanted to let him, because he's been...
I didn't want to go to red, but I just want to put that out there, because it's been, you know, there.
What about people that be twerking all the time?
Oh, you motherfuckers. I love it. Okay. I love it. I'm a booty guy. Shout out to J-Lo. And I think about P. Diddy putting his thumb in her butthole. You know all those dudes put their thumbs in her butthole.
You think so?
She's a fetish. We've had this conversation.
Okay.
If you're a chick known for your booty, you're a fetish. Guess what? A thumb's going in it. Thumb's going in it. Guess what? Even if you're not, and you're a female, and you're having sex, and you bend over, a thumb might go in it. Make sure your butthole's clean. That's all I'm saying.
Anything else? I want you to get this all out.
But now. Twerking. Those are the ones that should have a clean butthole. Because they're the ones that are like, it's like an advertisement. Like, eat me. Like, lick what's in your face. You want to put your tongue in it. You want to lick it. It better be clean. Because people talk. They might go live.
Chance it might go live.
I'm talking about your shitty buttholes, I'm saying.
You tell me, you'd be like, yo, you see her? She's fine.
Ooh.
Oh, she look good, don't
damn,
you?
Damn, look at that booty, yo.
But I know for a fact.
Butt.
I know for a fact it smells like butt. Look.
I mean, I've seen people walk around G-strings. Look, I was at a strip club, and the bitch tampon string was hanging out. Why? You know you shouldn't have been at work that day.
I mean, I guess she needed her money.
You shouldn't have been at work that day.
Well, she needed her coins.
You should not have been at work that day. Keep in mind, this is years ago.
You don't think they still do it?
For a fact. Okay. But tuck that string in. You still got butt. You got period butt. Which is stinkier than butt. See? That's all I'm saying, females. You got a lot to deal with. Keep it clean. You know, because guys don't... The first thing they want to do is go down to try and prove to a woman. Look, I... Especially... And this is no disrespect, but... Mostly if you look good, that's when they'll definitely, but that's when you get trapped. Because there might be some fine chicks that don't take care of butt.
What is butt, Justin?
It's toilet paper use to don't get in there and clean it right. Then you're out in the club and you're dancing, you're getting all sweaty. And in the midst of all that, like I said, juices flow, it comes down. And when you get back to the spot at the end of the night, you go down and you're like, butt.
So let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this.
From that point forward, does life change?
I mean, you look at him differently.
You look at him how?
Well, because you don't know any better. I mean, actually, back then, you don't know any better.
So do you be like,
this is
every time you see him, you be like, hey, how you doing?
Maybe it was just you were sweaty.
Well, how you doing just thinking that?
That's when you say, let's take a shower.
Or you be like, what you doing today?
We're just thinking that. You about to take a nap? What you just thinking that?
Like, what you making for dinner?
Stinking ass dinner.
You went to work today?
Stinking ass job. stinking ass friends.
Are you going on a girls trip with your stinking ass?
You got a stinking ass look on your face because you got a butt butt.
Yeah, you be like, hey, that's my song. You be like,
you stinking ass song.
Your stinking ass song. Is that how it goes?
I mean, I don't know because I don't have stink. I don't have butt butt.
I'm just saying, like, they be like, can you come give me a ride? And you be like, yeah, I'll come get you.
Stinking ass. Stinking ass whip.
Like, I need an oil change. I'm going to get an oil change. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Oh, just get it out, man. Get it all out, bro. Get it all out.
No, I'm good, man. Because, look, I ain't got those issues. I'm happily, you know, wedded.
Married.
And she knows I use baby wipes. We've been together for 19 years, so she is attached to my baby wipes, so... Her butt butt's no longer butt butt. She never had. We all.
Is that a deal breaker?
Butt butt. I mean, I'm sure it can be. That's like. Look, man, I'm gonna tell you like this. You know, recently I was on TikTok and I'm just scrolling through, looking at different chicks, and I'm just like, oh, she's cute. I would not like to be with her. You know what I mean? You just find a flaw in everybody. There's just something about everybody that you're just like... But you get over it. You know what I'm saying? I got tons of them. Thank God my wife got over all of them. But... Stank breath.
Stank breath is real.
Hammer time in the shoes.
You know what?
I'm not a big feet guy anyway.
I don't really care about feet. I mean, if you're wearing sandals and your feet look
good. If you like about like expose them like a lot. Like, I just like my toes out.
I like it. You should rethink that.
Stop.
You want some socks?
Like you want a mitt. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
You should put these socks on. I got some cool socks.
So, I don't know. I got... Because butt you can clear up.
Is it?
You can. Because it's all... People just believe toilet paper is the answer. Mm-hmm. And all I'm saying is, get in there, use baby wipes.
Yeah.
You got to put a finger in your butthole to clean it properly.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying, people. It's all.
I want him to get this out because he's been dying to reiterate this for.
Almost
200 episodes. No, 100 episodes. But
close.
I just want you to get
it's every episode.
I mean, because you know, if you notice,
maybe a montage of me saying
in the beginning he talked buttholes. A lot about buttholes, and he's been very
adamant.
Well, he
it's all for people out there to have good sex life. It's all for a good sex life. Because what are we here for? We live and we die. We all love sex. But butt can ruin a good evening. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying if you're like, okay, I'm ready.
No, because guys will still do it.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because we're butt.
You said we're butt.
I'm saying guys, you know, guys. We don't like you said, man.
I kind of, you know.
We've been down. Look, I've been down times where I probably shouldn't have been down, and it's like, shit, wrong decision. You know what I'm saying? You kind of look at him differently, but guess what? You give him a kiss, taste that, move forward. That's all.
Yeah.
Could be a deal breaker. I don't know, guys. This is butt deal breaker. What's a deal breaker for you is the question.
Let us know in the comments.
I don't know these things, dog. I'm good. Yeah. I just see a lot. Look, when I did that joke, there's a lot of quiet people because a lot of motherfuckers use toilet paper is all I'm saying. A lot of people believe they're out there every day with a clean butthole. And they get mad when somebody sticks a thumb in their butthole and they want to talk about why you mad because you got shit on your thumb. Because all you got to do is go a deep, an inch in. you know, like when you're just wiping the surface, there's crevices. There's little things inside. Like
it looks like a balloon.
Look, dude, even if you just go this far in, there's shit. Look. If you just go this far in your butthole, there's shit. That's all I'm saying, people. And if you expect somebody to lick it and not fucking puke, shame on you. Clean your butt. You'll have a better sex life. Somebody might go down more.
So when people be like, have a seat.
Hairy motherfuckers too, shave that shit off.
What about when they be like, scooch over?
What do you mean?
Hey, scooch.
Just a scooch?
Like, scooch over.
You just want to say scooch for some fucking reason.
Go ahead and sit. Have a seat. Park it.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Scooch over.
Does that have anything to do with stinky?
I don't know.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Hey, Jay, where can they find you?
Find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram, people.
You can find me at the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast on Instagram.com. This guy has a website.
Please check out JustinFullerComedy.com. And please hit the like and subscribe notification. We love all you guys out there. Peace. Appreciate everybody.
Boom. Midnight Pocket. Midnight Pocket Podcast. Midnight Pocket Podcast. Midnight Pocket Podcast.